You got motion if you own a business. You got motion if your mama out the trenches. You got motion if you in school for business or for dummy. You got motion if you level headed and maintain a good mental. You got motion if you got a car and don't waste your bread on off and run.
What's going on, Motion Crew? Y'all know what they're doing, what they're done, what it is, and what it ain't, and how we get down. It is your boy Ryan coming from the only place where we jukin' jive on I-95, Broward County, Florida. And welcome to another installment of Millennials in Motion, where we give that real, relatable, and entertaining spin on adulthood from the Black Millennial perspective. I'm gonna let my crew introduce themselves. I'm gonna get right into it, man.
Wagwan, it's your girl Camille back again with the back end.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Easy Breezy, Brianna J, and we back in the studio, and we not finna play.
What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Sarah, your favorite Nigerian princess, and I'm back again and again and again.
Hey. And I just want to say before we record the episode, I heard in the streets that the original Beta Alpha is going to take the win today.
Oh, my goodness. Are you serious?
I heard Bree gonna get in the field.
Well, by the time this episode comes out, you'll know that the real always wins.
Win by negative 50
show,
points.
We won. Relay for Life, we always win. Okay. And we donate the most money.
Okay.
And we finna.
But whose pageant was better, though? Whose pageant was better, though?
The real? What? Are you kidding me? Like.
Next scene, next caller.
Anyway, just like how we won last year, we're gonna win again this year. We're gonna win again the next year.
See, that's the problem with Black people. They want to ponder in the past so much that they don't want to focus on the present.
What's the definition of
they're
insanity?
Scared of what's going to happen.
Doing the same thing over and
who's
over
doing
again,
the same thing?
Expecting a different result.
New players, new plays, new skills, new
same
everything.
Same outcome.
We go see.
Who y'all coach?
Germany.
I think I just ran into her. Dang, she the coach? So she ain't playing? Mm-mm. She look like she, like, you feel me? She need to be on her. You know? I'm you expecting see, a dunk, though.
If that's the coach, just imagine the team.
Right? Nah.
Yeah. That don't mean nothing, shoot.
Right.
Anyway, but this is all friendly.
Of course.
Greek unity, love, peace, and happiness.
Mm-hmm. I love both the original and the real, so... But anyways, let's get into the icebreaker. So I'm curious, y'all. What was y'all journey of learning and loving y'all hair?
I think my journey kind of started this year, actually. Mm-hmm. Because, well, it started my freshman year, but it really, really took form this year. Because in February, I wore my natural hair all month. Not because it was Black History Month, but just because... I don't know, I felt like more confident in it. And I think before my hair was transitioning, because in middle school I had a perm and it was like that straight ends, curly, nappy. And I can't do hair for nothing. Like to this day, I still can't do my hair. I can do a little curl, a little perm set, rod, but I can't do no braids. I can't braid. I can't twist. I'm really.
You can't do the braid down?
No, like literally take my black card. I can't do nothing. I can barely put my hair in a ponytail.
I felt that.
So this year I did a lot of different styles. I did some flexi rod sets, some perm rod sets, some high bun, like even the like high puff ball at the top that everybody does. And like as a child, I did it myself and I was like so proud of myself because I never had done it. So I definitely think that it's a growing and learning experience. And I'm becoming more confident in wearing my natural hair because I'm a sew-in girly down. I love a good side part, bust down. So, yeah.
So I want to ask you before we have everyone else speak. So what was it like before you came to college? Like kind of what was your experience with your hair? Was it like you just never did nothing with it, or it was like give me the breakdown with that?
Yeah, in high school I'd never really wore my real hair. I would always wear braids, sew-ins, quick weaves, protective styles. And that's just because I was trying to make it grow. But also in high school, people's mean is mean.
Yeah.
And so I just didn't know if it was like cute enough, and I'm always trying to be the top girl in the room, so I just didn't feel confident enough wearing my real hair. I also feel like when I wear my real hair I look younger. And I don't know, not that I was trying to look older, I just don't like looking young when I'm grown. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even though I was 16 back then, or like 17, but now I'm about to be 21, so it's like I'm not trying to look like I'm 16, I'm trying to look like I'm 25. Yeah, like so. But, and that's actually funny because I'm actually grown now and I'm more confident wearing my natural hair than I was when I was younger. So, yeah.
I love your natural hair. Thank I think you. Your style's been good.
Thank you. Yeah. That means a lot.
Yeah. For me, though, when it comes to my hair, like, I always been on it with my hair. Like, I never played about my hair. And it's because my mama never did. Like, my mama, shout out to my mama, man. Like, she would pull me out of school to go get my hair done tight.
Really?
Yeah, like, I would miss days of school to get my hair done. She'll take me out to get my hair done. And it's funny because one of my, like, very close friends to this day, Shay, like, in high school, like, I never liked taking my hair out by myself. I always having, like, braids or, like, twists or something. I never liked taking them out by myself. So, like, that fifth period class in ninth grade, they used to take out my hair in class, and then I'd just wear it out and then go get my hair done the next day. So I always been, like, on it with my hair. But before, when I was younger, I did have a texturizer. Mm-hmm. And then I cut my hair.
Could you give a breakdown
of what a texturizer is? Mm-hmm. It's like a perm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a perm.
Or like a relaxer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I used to get that. And the crazy part about it is, though, like, when my hair was perm, texturized or whatever, like, my hair was thicker. Like, it was way thicker than it is now. But yeah. So I got a perm or whatever. I cut my hair and, like, eighth grade going into ninth grade or ninth grade or something, because when my hair would grow out, I would see that it was curly, but I never knew I had curly hair for real because it was texturized. But then I cut my hair, chopped it off, let it grow out, and now it is what it is. Nah, I just wish that it was a little bit more thicker, but the length is there, but my color fading away, because I used to have real sandy brown type of hair, but now, like, since I'm older, it's kind of getting, like, darker and darker, and I'm losing that color now and stuff. But yeah, I love my hair. I don't play about my hair either. I don't let people play on my hair. Like, not finna be practicing on me, no.
Was your mama, was she one of those people to where, like, she didn't let you get your hair done until, like, a certain age, or was you always getting
I got my hair done out the womb. Like, my mama never played. Like, my cousin started off doing my hair, but, like, when I first started getting my hair done, it wasn't a lot of products for natural hair.
Yeah.
So, like, my hair was real rough. Like, I used to break heck of combs and stuff like that. So my cousin never really liked doing my hair, and that's why I got a texturizer, so it could make it easier for whoever was doing my hair. But if I could go back, I would have never did that, because, you know, they ended up making more products for, you know, just black girls and stuff like that. But before, it wasn't no products for real. So, you know, yeah.
And the funny thing about my hair in my hair journey is that my mom is a licensed cosmetologist,
and you don't know how to braid,
and she does hair, and it's like crazy because she used to keep my hair done too, but I just never learned because I guess other people were doing it. I'm more of a go to the salon, go to get it done, than sit at home and do it. And I was the type of person to sit between my mama's legs while she's doing my hair, but I don't know, I just never paid attention. My sister, though, I don't know, my sister got more of the qualities like that. Like, my sister cook, my sister can braid her own hair, twist. Like, my sister, every time I go home, I'm asking my sister to do my hair.
And
my
sister, older?
No, she's younger.
It'd be like that.
She's 16 and she does, like, everything for me. Like, yeah, I'm the, like, little that. Sister. But I just think that's so funny because, like, my mama do all my hair and I can't do nothing. So, yeah.
Sarah?
And I also used to rock a silk press a lot in middle school. I used to always get a fresh silk press.
That's when your hair was perm? Mm-hmm.
When my hair was perm, I used to always have a silk press because that's pretty much what you do with a perm. Have it straight.
And it lasts.
Mm-hmm. It used to last all, like, a month.
Yeah.
And now, if I get my hair in Florida.
But you know what I hate about texturizing
one day,
perms?
2 hours.
When you get your hair wet, it, like, lock up. Like, if you wet your hair, you got to detangle it, like, right.
Yeah, it looked
like dreads. Like, it starts turning to dreads.
Like, it's just, like, straight and wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't really do nothing with
it. But now it's like a love-hate because my hair in Florida really just don't mix. So,
ain't it hotter in Texas?
That's the difference that people don't know, though. Texas heat is, like,
dry heat?
Microwave heat, like, dry.
Okay, yeah.
But Florida heat is wet, so and humid. So every time I step outside, if I have a silk press in the summer, it's just, like, gonna swell up because it's
that
so hot.
Yeah.
But in Texas, even with my leave outs, my leave out looked better in Texas than it do in Florida because it's just so dry in Texas.
It's not sitting heat, basically. Yeah.
Like, you walk outside in Florida, you're going to automatically start sweating because it's literally wet outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I never thought about it like that, but that makes so much sense.
And it didn't. I was not used to this when I first came down here, and I was like, why is it not lasting? Like, it'd be hot at home, and I sweat at home, but it's the humidity.
So with my so I am Nigerian, so like I'm not gonna lie, like I've stayed with my hair done my whole entire life. Like same as Camille, like my mom, she will always make sure I have my hair done. Like skipping school to get my skipping school to get my hair done, like that was a no brainer. Like my dad would be like, "Oh, you're really pulling your as a kid, since I always had my hair done so much, like always braids, I feel like now I'm kind of learning to love my real hair. The thing is though, my real hair has never been like short. Like I've always had the nice full hair. I just never had no edges though, no shade. I stay with braids in my hair, and you know when your braids like on the edges, like my edges will never just grow. But
do you braid your edges?
They do. You know Africans mm-hmm. be braiding, like they braid everything.
I went to an African braiding shop once, and her name was Aja, mm-hmm. and my head wasn't ready.
It was hurting.
They braid tight and they braid everything.
You know
everything.
When you braid and you
they
feel it in your coochie?
Like you didn't wash the tangle beforehand.
Wait. Y'all never had braids so tight you feel it in your coochie?
No, sorry.
Can I say that word on there?
I don't even know.
No,
like it's like uncomfortable. Like you just sitting like, oh my God.
I done got like somebody done like flat ironed my hair. And like I felt like I was gonna like
die.
Was
you
felt like your whole body
I don't like appointments where I gotta lock in. Like if I gotta lock
I'm
in,
I'm just trying to vibe.
Are y'all tender headed?
Not
that's
really.
The thing. I feel like I'm not tender headed, but with certain braids, I feel like I don't know. Maybe I am tender headed, but I
understand what you're saying.
It.
Like certain styles, it feels a lot tighter to get. Yeah. Braids,
but I'm not like. So I just fight through it because my mama is super heavy handed. Like she
be tugging.
Like she, oh my God! And I grew up with her doing my hair, so I had to get used to it. My mama actually told me a lie one time, and I believed it until recently. Actually, she told me that the reason she kept burning me when she would flatter my hair is because I had a thick scalp.
No,
burning you on purpose. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah, maybe you're just grabbing it because my scalp is just so thick. Yeah.
A thick scalp is crazy.
She basically said you got a big head.
and it just made sense to me. And I was like, okay, period.
Thick scalp.
So, how long it took for you to realize that wasn't the case?
It was actually like a year ago. And I was like, and I really just sat and thought about it. And I was like, wait a minute. What is she talking about? But yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I just never really had edges, but my hair was like always full. But my mom, she like, I feel like in Africa, they don't really like just the hair. Like if you know, a lot of them do not have a lot of hair, but they do that on purpose. Cause even my mom, she doesn't like, she has dreads and her dreads are super long, but she never liked dealing with my hair as a kid. Like she would go put me in braids like all the time. I wasn't allowed to get a sew-in until my eighth grade graduation. But I will always have braids. Like she just thought like that was me being fast and grown. But see what I got in my hair now.
Wait, that's the 30 inch?
Yeah.
Period.
See, I used to have sew-ins in middle school, but my mama wouldn't let me get long lengths. Like it would only be like shoulder lengths. Like it looked real kind of like similar to this. Like just real natural looking. Mm-hmm. But then in high school, that's when I started getting like 22, 24, 30. Well, I've never had 30 actually, but the longer styles. I don't know. People have always told me that I look older. So I think it's because of my hair.
Yeah. But even in high school, like my mom, she didn't really want me to like, it wasn't until probably like junior year or like my sophomore year when I was like getting into like wigs. But other than that, I always had some braids in my hair. Like before the Knotless Warriors and the braids, I've always had braids in my hair. I love me a good braid and some singalese twists. Do your
I was about to say, I used to
have
a singalese twist.
I love some singalese twists.
I like the passion twist, singalese twist.
And crochet.
I'm going to say, did y'all ever do crochets?
I didn't do crochet. That was
I feel
too
like certain
me.
People could not rock the crochet.
I used to be big.
Some crochet. Yeah, they used to be big. Oh my God.
And
And like, if I wanted to add some style, I would like unravel
like
them.
It's a certain like, type of girl. Bundles, they get thin at the end. It's just not the same thing that was being sold back in the day. And they were so thick. I could keep my bundles for 2 years.
Even the beauty supply store ones was like kind of hitting.
Yeah, too. Like now I can't keep this hair for more than
2 weeks. A week.
Like wait, one,
what? 2 days.
It depends. Like maybe like
I'm asking. I don't know.
Like a month or two. Like oh, okay. A month.
One wear. Yeah. And I be taking care of my sewing, so they last me about a month and a half or two. So it's like And then they're so expensive. I know we talked about this off air, but braiders, they know they worth, but is that really what you worth? $500 for, oh my God.
Do you know how long it takes to like physically do braids?
Listen,
though?
No, listen. Who was that? Jamal. Y'all know Jamal? He sent me a braider and for the bob style, $500.
Bob? What bob style?
Yeah. It was like knotless bob or knotless twist.
That would have cussed her.
Yeah. Is she crazy?
Gotta be. Delusional.
You wanted a knotless bob?
I was just looking at the prices before I even got to the knotless. But I'm just saying, like,
okay, don't get that.
They be cute. Anyway. Anyway, moral of the story. Camilla done hit her head on the table. Moral of the story, these braiders are losing their mind. I don't care how long it takes.
I don't think they are. Yeah. Bro, they're gonna charge their worth or whatever they think their worth is. But my thing is you don't have to go to them, but you gonna find somebody that's in your price point. I don't feel like it's bad paying. I'm not probably never paying more than $400 for some braids, and I've never ever paid $400 for braids. But $300 for some long box braids to my thigh length box braids, I'm paying that.
How much you think this costs?
Like two.
Let me stand up so y'all can see the
2-3
I would say 230 max.
Max is crazy.
It was like 300.
This is like 330.
Yeah, it gives 300.
This not bad.
Like hair included
full, though. I would want a little bit more full, but also yeah. My head is small, so that's why I get full.
Hair included.
Hair included. The other girl I used to go to.
I just can't do this.
KJ.
My braider in Dallas. She pay. Wait.
I'm gonna hit her up and ask her. Do she really charge them?
$120. She do.
Send me her stuff.
I don't think it's bad though.
Yeah.
And she come to me.
Okay, nah.
Girl, that's your sister's song.
Right.
No, ain't nobody just come to me.
I swear.
Ain't her included?
I swear.
What? She bringing you food too? Like, lunch included?
We be Uber eating together. What's her name?
This Jasmine. Is your friend. That's why.
No, it's not.
She don't know her worth for real. That's sad though. 120, all that. What's she making?
That's no profit.
Yeah, that's no
What's
profit.
What's her Instagram? I don't know.
You're spending 40 on gas, so.
But yeah. I might need to go to her too.
How about you, Ryan?
Man,
how much
okay.
You put on a retwist?
On a retwist, only about 40. I mean, at most,
boy,
I don't spend 60.
40?
That's crazy.
Even the retwist is getting out of hand.
Can I practice on you?
You said practice?
Yeah.
You want to play in your head?
That's like
a retwist, not hard.
Have you done retwists before?
I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
No,
and
you
can't.
You lying,
you
man?
You should have made it sound unbelievable.
Cause I was like, you know, what? I'll get rich here. Nah, that wasn't convincing enough for me, man. But now, okay, so for me, I grew up bald headed, so I never established or really understood.
Wait, quick question before you keep going. Why did like all black men have like bald face? Because even my brother,
that's why I wanted to talk about this. Cause I was talking about this with my dog for real. Actually, while I was getting my retwist, and I was asking him, was it kind of the same for you, kind of growing up, like you didn't really have hair like that for real, or did you kind of know how to take care of your hair? And we kind of was conversing, and he was like, nah, not really. I didn't really learn until I came up here for real. So I'm gonna give y'all the spill on that. So I don't know why my parents wanted me to always look bald headed, always get that 0.5, not even a 1.5, but it was crazy work, and it'll be embarrassing. Like, everybody, mama always want to smack my head and whatnot, though. Like,
I can definitely see the picture already.
Bruh. And my head was big. Like, okay, y'all have to understand, I'm not that tall now, but back in the day, I was only like 4'9, 4'10. So imagine me being this big in my head, looking like a bobblehead, making me look like a bobblehead for real. So I was like, bro.
Send me that picture.
Anyways. So I didn't really start growing my hair until I came to school. And when I realized I really didn't know nothing about hair for real was when I had a convo with some friends I just made up here, and they were asking me, what do I use to wash my hair? I said Head and Shoulders. They looked at me so crazy. Head and Shoulders.
Yeah, why don't men wash their hair? Like, y'all hair be stinking for real though.
Well, okay.
But it's my head don't probably, be stained. It's my head don't be stained.
Right. And you gotta think about it. When you only have so much hair, you're not worried about washing your hair like that for real. Cause I wash the few little spectacles.
But it's honestly like men hygiene in general. Like, I feel like a lot of men just trying to figure it out.
Literally.
And they don't be getting that real deep dive.
I'm finna get in the other studio.
Even my little brother's like, I really just recently taught him how, because his face is breaking out so bad. And I'm like, right. What do you wash your face with, boy? I can't get water. Boy, let me tell you. Sent him
my dad. My brother, he just started puberty and like, it's starting to hit.
His face is breaking out.
My dad literally, shout out to my dad, but he literally told me, wash your face with hand soap because it's antibacterial.
No.
And that stuff made my face break out even more, bro. And I'm like, maybe that worked for you. Cause I done heard some people, all it takes is from soap and water, yeah. But in my case, that don't work for me.
It depends on what you
No.
Not when you going through puberty and all that stuff.
You need real stuff. Like, I sent my little brother a whole care package, like the stuff that I use mm-hmm. back home. Like some good stuff for him to use for his face. Cause my mom just be like, well, he don't care. Are you at, cause my mom though, she's super African. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, everything to her is just super traditional. It's just, yeah, wash your face with water. Like her skin is clear and she only use water. Like, no lie. So she would tell him like, you gotta use water. Like, no, you can't use water as a 13-year-old little boy going through
your
puberty.
Skin clear, what you use?
It's called African black soap.
That's what I started using when I came up here.
Which one do y'all use?
But I went through
use,
a phase
though?
Of using that and it made me break out.
Which one do y'all use though?
I don't know.
You have to. I'm gonna send y'all a specific kind to use.
I'm gonna say I've used whatever was in the store.
Can I get like a short? Mini?
Yes. So we've been talking about our experience with learning the journey of how we learned and love our hair now type vibe. So that kind of transpired. They talked about
basically went from hair to like hygiene.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because Ryan said he washes hair with Head and Shoulders. So.
Oh yeah,
I don't currently
no
more.
Yeah, not no more.
That was when I first got here. But I was telling them basically how I grew up. I didn't have hair at the time. Right, so me growing my hair out, that was a whole different experience. Even I didn't know I was tender headed because I never got my hair braided until I came up here.
So you are tender headed.
Bad, really. Mm-hmm. Well, since I've had locks, it hasn't been that. It isn't as bad.
So you can't sit in my chair.
You can't even. You know what? I'm gonna let you have that.
Say to love my hair. I mean, I don't know. I never really, I guess, thought about my hair that deeply.
Did you?
Like,
well, while I was telling them, I had thought of this because this came up in convo while Ken was doing my hair, but she was there too. So we was talking about our hair, and I was like, you know what? I'm curious to see what they're gonna say type vibe. Okay. But I'm curious because you had. Your hair been through a lot of different phases too since we've been in school.
I mean, when I was a kid, I had like little locks and took them out. I had fro. I had a waves for a period.
You had waves?
Yeah, my senior year of high school.
Let me see that picture.
When I got to college, I grew my fro back out, and then I started getting like, you know, like little two strand twists, like freshman year. Then I was just like, you know what, let me lock up. So now I locked up, I think it was probably what, sophomore year or
it was junior year, I think it was
it was either sophomore or junior year. And I think my hair is at what, 2 years or a year and a half now. But I just always my mom used to say I always had like good hair, like it's kind of like spongy. I don't know. But yeah, my hair, it's been through a lot of different phases, not to the extent of the hygiene, because I did want to say something about that. I definitely had to, I'm not going to say learn my hygiene practices, because my mom was always like real heavy on like, you need to do this, you need to, because I had eczema growing up, I still do. So like, if I don't consistently use like certain treatments or like certain soaps, my skin will break out. So, like I've always been, you know, consistent with like the soaps and stuff I've used.
So you were pretty knowledgeable, at least when it comes to hygiene, whether it was hair or just like
hair, how did that- not so much. I will say I had a period of time where I had a fro in high school and my my hair was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it was just very dry and very flaky. And I wasn't doing anything. I was just going to sleep, waking up, and like,
yeah,
you know, yeah.
That's
so, but as now I've been, you know, taking a little bit more care. I've been, you know, wearing like bonnets and scarves and do-rags and stuff when I go to sleep, or I'll oil it and stuff like that. As far as my face goes, I didn't have a lot of acne in high school. I started getting acne
when I got to college. That was the same with me too.
So that was something that was really new to me, and I kind of didn't know what to do. I've been trying, because I felt like the same soaps that I've been using since I was growing up wasn't working because breaking out. So, which made me think it may just be like a hormonal thing. Like, my hormones are changing, so naturally.
I think it was also the atmosphere in Tallahassee as well, too. The environment is different set up than back down south.
Yeah, I think definitely for me coming from Texas to Florida, the atmosphere definitely is different. But I can say that I definitely saw the magic of puberty, because when I was in middle school and high school, I definitely had a lot of acne. But now I feel like my skin, since coming to college and even after COVID, my skin has just been not a concern of mine.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But they do say that that's like, it's reverse for girls and guys. Like, girls hit puberty before, so y'all start to get acne more early. Excuse me. And then guys kind of get it a little bit later.
Yeah. And we also have like more hormonal changes earlier too. I have eczema, and it was really prominent on my face. Like, I have like lighter white patches on my face when I was younger, and I kind of look like like Bambi. Yeah. So, but my sister, she's darker than me. She's like Sarah's color, and she has eczema.
Oh, she
too.
Chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Purr.
She has eczema too, and she would like get it around her mouth though, and it would look like darker, like. We didn't know what it was, and we was like, oh my gosh, like, what's going on? And she would always like be complaining about it, and I would like feel bad for her, because I'm like, I know that that's embarrassing for her, because you know, kids be so ruthless. They probably thinking, oh my gosh, she got herpes. Like, you know, we in middle schools, you know, the girl ain't got no dang on herpes, so we trying to figure out what it is. And it was eczema, and eczema runs in my family on my dad's side. Literally everybody has eczema. So just seeing how the different shapes and forms it comes in is kind of like was eye opening, because I didn't know.
Yeah, definitely as a kid, I got picked on a lot for my eczema, because it was very visible on the back of my legs. Now you can't see it because I've been treating it, so it goes away. But a new thing is it showed up on above my lip. That's why I have this dark shade like above my.
I ain't even peeped that,
but it looks just now. It looks like a mustache,
like,
so people don't notice. Yes. So as a guy, and especially as a dark skinned guy, it doesn't look as crazy. It just looks like facial hair. But if I was a lighter skin tone, you would definitely be able to see it a lot more. But that's something that I've literally been calling my mom and be like, what do I do? Because I don't like this. Like, I can feel it. It feels like your skin is dry, essentially.
So do you feel like your mom's. Do you feel like your mom was always your go-to when it came to kind of just educating you on stuff like that? Or do you feel like you got a better understanding once you came up here?
Definitely. My mom, she, you know, I was her first child. So she's always mommy's baby kind of thing. Like, she's always trying to make sure I'm okay. She's the one that keeps me actually on my stuff. Like, you need to be doing that. You need to be putting this on your face. You need to be. Yeah. So definitely my mom helped me a lot with that.
Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I feel like I just didn't really start. I really wasn't in love with my hair until I started locking up my hair for real. Cause I think that was the first time in my life when I was like, I'm kind of just unapologetically like rocking my hair for me type vibe. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't trying to have myself look a particular way for anybody. If I didn't like it, if I didn't rock with it for real. And I mean, it was a love-hate, well, it still is a love-hate relationship, because sometimes I wake up and I'll be like, my hair will look crazy to me, but like other people will be like, your locks look really good. Like, wow. Yeah. I be feeling good when I get a retwist, but when I be taking them out and it be like a good 2-3 months with no retwist, I'll be like, all right, I kind of look a little crazy right now. But, you know, I just learned to love the... the imperfect aspect of having locks, for real, for real. Because everybody locks is different. There's no perfect setup. And I think that's just how our hair works in general. There's no perfect setup.
I'm sorry. My little brother just got some locks. And, oh, your baby.
Let me see.
My little brother, he just got some locks, but he's in, like, the worm phase or whatever. And he be, like, super sad because people be talking about him. So, that's not funny, though. That's not funny.
I don't mean it in like a ha. I mean it in like a aw.
How old is your brother?
He 13.
Oh, okay, okay.
So he in 8th grade.
I feel like that's a canon event.
So can you send some encouragement to him so I could tell him?
I mean, I would just say that, I mean, to some people, that it's going to seem like an ugly phase, for real, for real. But I would say just embrace the journey of it, for real. Because, I mean, everything that comes together doesn't always look, it may not look the most appearing or the most it doesn't look the greatest in the beginning, but if you're patient with your hair and with yourself throughout the journey, it's gonna blossom into something that I think you'll really embrace and love, for real. So I'll just say just stick with it, bro. And the people who be hating on like your hair, they don't really understand the process of how, especially when it comes to locks, they don't really understand how even locks work, for real, for real. So when you start out, they're gonna be like, oh, he don't got no hair, he got his hair not growing, this, that, and the third. But it's like, that's just how locks work. When you lock your hair gonna shrink up, for real. So yeah,
they gonna drop, and you feel me, coolest in the class.
Mine's really just started dropping, and it's been almost a year. Next week gonna make a year.
You're
gonna
be fast. Like, I remember when you started and I was okay, and then the next, like,
nah, they doubted me, bro. They ain't gonna stick with it.
No, started with worms for
when
real.
When I saw you, it wasn't even that bad, but I feel like it grew really, really fast. Mm-hmm. Same for you, Jamal. I feel like one day y'all just walked in and y'all had long dreads. I was like,
oh. I'm curious, what was y'all thought process? Because y'all done said some comments here and there about, like, when we first started MIM in our hair. Well, I had a low cut and he had a fro, but
I feel like a lot of times when guys have that fro, they don't moisturize their hair, so it's kind of just look dry and like.
She caught your hair dry.
No, I didn't say that. What I'm saying is, a lot of African American guys do that, yeah. And they all have that fro. And I feel like the transition from fro to locks makes them appreciate and love their hair more. So yeah, then they can transition back to whatever they want to do. And that next style is always the best thing that they've ever done, because now they know how to take care of their hair.
So, ladies, are y'all like a waves type of girl or like a locks type of girl?
I'm a everything type of guy. Oh. I'm a type of girl.
I like waves. I just like a nice, clean,
I like waves
cut.
But like, I like nice dreads too. And I like a little fro. So
pretty,
so
girls for all my guys.
Just like men,
said,
guys. there's no actual specifications. Yeah, she just. Yes, any, you know, it don't matter what you got, Jerry curl, S curl.
Oh, okay.
I don't do Jerry curls or mohawks or.
What's wrong with the mohawk?
No, what's that?
No, the low cut mohawk. If you have the low cut mohawk, just start over. Just start over. You said boxes.
I think what really took y'all into this dry era was the sponges. When dudes started sponging their hair.
That gave them an excuse not to do nothing else. Not pick out their hair, not wash their hair.
Ain't going on.
Whole time you just added more naps to your hair.
I realized that was the problem. We were supposed to get up, at least spray it, get some moisture in it, then sponge it. You feel me? It would have looked a lot nicer. But yeah,
you think the world needed baddies, or the world is better without baddies?
I know I didn't need baddies, so I stayed away from it.
I agree.
The world acted like they loved it, so I just let the world do what they do.
I feel like that's a glorified black negativity, bro.
When men was asking me, oh, you don't want baddies? No, but you could
stop talking
to me. What
men was asking you that, bro?
A man asked me,
right? What men was asking you that, man? Put them on blast, bro.
So this white hat came to my house or whatever, and I'm like, oh, yeah, like, we're going to watch, like, something nasty, like Pretty Little Liars or something. And then he asked me, he said, oh, you don't watch baddies?
Yeah, you would have got the meanest out of me.
What? I was just like, no, I don't. Like, what girl?
Who's been watching baddies?
That's what I said. What you mean, young baddies? Boy, you don't watch baddies? Like, stop talking to me. I hated that so bad. Baddies is a 0 out of 10 for me. I feel like you have, and if no shade to anyone that's watched Baddies,
there is no substance in the show.
Exactly. Yeah,
it was like, no storyline. Like,
it's just
fighting.
Women fighting, bro, yeah. in the house.
I recently watched the African auditions. Oh my gosh. It was sad to watch.
They like, were just fighting at the auditions?
They literally would walk in and be like, okay, tell me something about you. Boom. And they just start fighting. I'm like,
yeah, they might as well do a little boxing thing.
Y'all
like,
fighting for?
Like
y'all just, you just, they was like, show me something. And then they show her fighting. And I was like,
I'll show you
something. Like, I'll show you my newsreel.
Like, true. This is black women tearing down black women. What's going on, bro?
Yeah, it's too much. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I feel like when Natalie first started Baddie, she probably had something in mind.
Like a different vision?
Yeah, like a different vision. But once it took off with all the fighting and stuff like that, then it was kind of
But
like,
I'm not going to lie. That's how the whole Zeus network of shows are.
You know even what they with said Drewski, Zeus, though? They said Zeus is a demonic network. And they say they do a lot of like... Greek rituals and stuff like that.
Really?
And it's like, yeah. What's the name we're talking about that? I don't know how reliable he is of a source, but Aaron the Plumber was talking about that on Real Life Superstar.
Aaron the Plumber.
Aaron the Plumber.
The one that was on Pop the Balloon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of Pop the Balloon, that's something else. Speaking of Pop the Balloon, that's something else that needs to be canceled.
I like Pop the Balloon.
I don't think it's bad. I think it's funny.
The adult one is good.
I don't know. I like the one with the ladies. But the one with where what's his name, Boosie, be on there and all types of different celebrities.
I never watched that one.
Get up,
only watched the ladies on.
He used to be like, turn around, let me see, and then they start shaking their.
I think it's when it becomes a trend. That's when I think it starts going downhill. Because even from the Pop the Balloon, the 20v1, at first in the beginning era of it, I'm like, okay, that's those videos are kind of entertaining. But when they start to drag it, it's like, okay, now it's just a bunch of foolishness.
It's just like, in the beginning, it was cool. It was like, oh, this is new. I've never seen, you know, it's almost like a recorded meet and greet in a sense. But, you know, once everybody starts doing it, then it gets oversaturated, then they start incorporating these weird,
it's like, what are we talking about now?
But people still love them though. Like, they still get heckled.
Well, people love being messy. That's why people like toxic messy entertainment.
Yeah,
that's sad.
It's a celebrity, it's 20 people, and that's another thing. They be trying to set it up as if these people are just like regular normal people. Those people be content creators.
Oh yeah, for real.
Yeah, everybody, most of the people that walk up on those 20v1s are like small content creators.
Yeah.
And
they're trying to get their face out there.
Yeah, they're trying to get their brand out there or whatever. So you know, most of the time, like, they're doing something outlandish or kind of off the wall or something, whether it's exclusive adult content or music or just, you know, YouTube or whatever, but they do something. Because also think about it, what regular person wants to be recorded on video just walking up to a celebrity and
like, throwing yourself at the basic.
Exactly. Like, if that's not benefiting them.
That's why I kind of like the ladies on the
because the hers
it's more
is
like
actually
a dating
yes
show
it's
type
like a dating
of,
show
yeah
exactly.
vibe. The other ones just give
just
like,
be like, how can I embarrass you on camera? Like,
y'all know it's on Netflix now too.
I did hear that.
I feel like that's gonna make it more.
But she's not the host anymore. It's gonna be like this palm color lady.
Is she a celebrity? the person who hosting the show now?
I don't
know.
She's palm colored.
that's new.
Well, I feel like then that's definitely gonna make the show go down.
But I don't know. I've never been a fan of dating shows either, because it seems like everything is just plotted out already. It don't seem like nothing is.
What's that?
Natural.
That's that dating show that they be locked in the rooms.
Circle.
The circle.
The circle. The circle.
Nah, it's not Love Is Blind.
No, it might be. It might be the circle. I think it's the circle.
They be in the rooms and then they go like room to room.
Yeah.
That's Love Is Blind.
Well, it sounds like the circle.
I think it's the circle.
But Love Is Blind, they be in the room too, and they like sit by themselves, and then they just talk to the wall, but it'd be like a person on the other side.
They all be lying on all them shows, so I don't know.
My favorite love show is Love Island, of course. I've been watching Love Island before the USA one. I watched season 10, 11, and 12 of UK, and then I watched the US one that just got popular. Because US was donkey butt before Serena and Khalil. What's his name?
Can I tell y'all something,
Cordell.
Bro?
You know him?
Nah, I was going to say...
Are you going on with Love Island?
Huh? Yes, me and my... Nah, I was gonna say, like, bruh, the dating scene out here, bruh,
is not it's cook. It.
Yeah.
It's cook.
It's not it, bro. It's not it, bro. Definitely that. And I'm just having a hard time, bro. Cause I wanna be out here, but it's like not out here like that, but like I want to enjoy people, but it's like I don't got time for games.
Bro. Do you say that just here or in general?
Like in general. Because like me, if I meet some like I'm only gonna like talk to somebody on that level if I see them in person. Like I'm not a type that's gonna meet somebody just like through socials or like
and
be like, hey, let's meet up here.
Yeah.
I'm not a texter, so if you across the country or if you not in my face every day, it's not gonna work.
It's not gonna work.
And I can tell you that from jump, but sometimes Have y'all seen Temptation Island?
No.
No.
Well, it's really popular right now. And there's like basically the couples go on the show. They're a couple and they've been together for like 2 or 3 years, maybe a year. And
the swingers?
No. Oh. Swingers? No. Oh. They're supposed to just be going there to like find temptation to see if they'll cheat. It's really a dumb concept like why would you even go on that? But yeah, they're just trying to test themselves to make sure that their relationship is strong.
That's dumb.
They're looking to get married, this, that, and the third. And there's this one character, his name is Breon, and he ends up going on the show and he has a threesome with the girls that are
on
in
the other
house. Yeah.
But isn't the girl somebody else's boyfriend?
No. What happens is the guys get put in the house with different singles, females, and then the girls get put in the house
with
different singles.
That's a setup, bro. There's no way you can't not fall for that.
They have like a campfire every other night where they show them what their partner's doing in the other house. And the girls saw that he was having the threesome, and she was just like, oh, well, making all these excuses like it's okay this, that, and a third. And people are really like getting on her like, you have no self-respect, like this man literally had a threesome.
Y'all should have known that before you went on the show. She had no self-respect.
But that's why she probably was put on the show.
That's why they chose her.
That's the entertainment aspect. People love toxic, messy entertainment.
And then like he's like, he was like top tier manipulator. Like he would tell her like, oh, I love you, like I didn't even mean to do that, like that's not even what happened.
It was a mistake. Oh my gosh, I'm
I ain't gonna hold you. Sometimes it will be a mistake. You feel me?
Girl, you done made the mistake before?
What?
I would say, tell
sometimes
me something.
A threesome? I ain't say a threesome.
And he turned around and looked at the camera and stared about it and thought about it for a minute and then he just closed the door.
No, that's a planned mistake.
You can hear it in the water and like.
They recorded it
on
TV.
And then it comes back on and then the doors open. He's like, oh my gosh, the birds are chirping. The sun's coming up.
Yeah, I'm sure
that's
your birds are chirping.
And then, like, in his confessional, he was like, oh, yeah, I have no regrets, no remorse, but it's whatever. She's going to take me back anyway.
Yeah, she
and what her dumb self do?
Take him back.
Take him back.
So. I mean, guys have it so easy out here because you.
Y'all say that every time. We have it so easy,
man. Man, these females be dumb over y'all, and I don't understand why because... Because
they have no self-respect.
That's not our fault. Well, I ain't gonna speak for everybody. But shoot.
That's weird. Why would I go with my man to a show to let you live with other females?
But you gotta think about that probably, well, I don't know.
It's like being on TV. Anybody like, that goes on a reality TV show just wants to
I
be
was
seen.
Like,
I
don't
do
think,
reality TV though.
My thing is, at that point, I don't even think her intentions is to want to be with him. I think she just wants somebody in general.
No, she wanted to be with him. Like, it was his idea to go on the show, so like she just went because
they were already together beforehand.
They were together for like 2 years.
Oh,
so that just means he was cheating on her outside the show, because he did it so easily. And they said that they came on the show. They said their rules were no touching nobody, no talk, like no none of that.
That was the rules for her.
And that's the other thing. If she would have did that, because like her entire time, she literally wrote on the other dude's arm, "I love Breon," and he like what? So it's like she giving all her faithfulness and he over there cracking.
Sometimes people just be dizzy, bro. You just gotta let them be dizzy.
You gotta let them fall on their face.
Everything's been oversaturated with like the reality TV stuff. Like it was reality TV back in the day, but not for real though. Like it was the real reality TV.
Yeah, I feel like back in the day it was real reality because people didn't know. And this was a topic we talked about before. People didn't know that there was fame with it. Now people know that you can get famous off being in a reality TV show. So
what reality TV show y'all referring to? Because a lot of these people from the old reality TV shows saying that it was all fake.
Like what?
Like, what's her name?
Love and Hip Hop?
Yeah, on Love and Hip Hop, there was like, that was fake. Real Housewives, they was like,
I was thinking fake. More so, like the MTV ones, like Flavor of Love.
Okay.
Bad Don't, Girls Club.
Okay. Sweet 16.
I miss
that. I don't know if y'all ever watched that. That's
I
love
me some Bad Girls Club. I used to sneak and watch it because my mama ain't. Hey, that's right, I said it.
Bad
Girls Club.
Yeah.
That was
about.
That.
Like,
I feel like that
was
a
good
take.
Yeah, that was real. That was real.
Yeah, she got that one. That was real.
Threw her clothes out.
Yes, throw that girl clothes over the railing. I like that. Throw her on.
But you
the
see
pool.
The difference between Bad Girls Club and Baddies. Like Bad Girls
it's
Club,
a plot.
They had going out, to fight.
But no, they was really trying to work on themselves in Bad Girls Club. Like they was going to therapy. They was trying to fix their problems. If they fought, they fought. But that wasn't the main.
But
goal.
Also, if you fought, you're getting put out the house most
that
likely too.
That too. They were scared to go home after they fought.
I don't wanna go home. Oh my god! Oh my god! I'm here to change myself. I'm doing this with my mom and my baby back home. Go with your baby back home. No one's telling you to stay here. Like,
did y'all watch the season with Judy?
Yes. Yeah. And Judy, I hate her. I don't even hate her. I just feel bad for her. She just had a bad drinking problem and everybody was making excuses for her.
And she had that voodoo doll.
Did y'all watch the one with Red? Do y'all know who Red
yes,
is? I love Red to this day. I still watch Red.
The thing is about that was a Chicago season. It was.
Was it?
It was with
oh, it was. It was. Mm-hmm. It was.
My favorite Bad Girls was Jayla, but when she went to Baddies, I'm like, girl, why do you acting like this?
Jayla was good
this?
On Bad Girls Club, but not Baddies to me.
I don't like the twins.
The Claremont twins? I think they were cool in the house, but once they like were doing the other thingies they were doing with
they
each
other.
They on
their own way. Yeah. Nah.
They're crazy.
Yeah.
Y'all watch Bad Girls Club?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
That's why I
did you watch Flavor of Love with New Yorker?
I've never watched the full season, but I've watched probably like 2-3 episodes.
You've probably seen a lot of the clips though. They have
Do
a lot
not
of viral.
I remember
clips.
The Miami. Live show with Diggy Simmons. He had like a family.
Oh, the Simmons show.
I love that show so bad. I love that so bad, and I used to be so obsessed with Diggy.
And there was also like other shows like Lamar Ball. His family had a show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. LeVar.
Oh,
LeVar.
Yeah.
LeVar, yeah. The Ball.
The Ball family.
Yeah, the Ball family.
Yeah.
I don't run
that
it.
That was an interesting one.
Do y'all know what I'm talking about?
What?
I don't run it. Oh, my God.
What is that a
say
show?
It again?
Nothing. Say just continue.
Okay.
That's what it's called?
No.
Is that
I feel
a
like
reference
she was saying
the
catch
show?
Line from a show, but
yeah.
I,
it's okay, though.
Yeah, no. didn't catch it. the Ball family, that was an interesting one because it made me think who are the, because I didn't know who they were.
Right.
So I'm like, what gave them the, basically the requirements to be able to have their own reality TV show?
Mm-hmm.
Given that there's so many different, there's so many other like high school basketball players mm-hmm. in the world. But I think it's funny how, like, I think they use that platform to actually, like, help their sons become somebody, in a sense. Because, I mean, what, LaMelo made it to the NBA, Lonzo made it to the NBA, and Jello was rapping, so.
But I think it was, too, like, that goes to a testament of just, like, believing and building up your family. Because to have, like, three sons and all three of your sons be NBA ready to go in and hoop, like that's crazy work. And then when you watch the show, like the amount of like time they actually put in to play basketball, like they regimen since they was just like, it really show you what it
you don't
it
think
took.
They would have made NBA without that show because their dad
I was gonna say my unpopular opinion, okay. I don't claim the fact that they wouldn't have made it to the NBA if it wasn't for their dad, but I feel like they got as much recognition because how much they pops is showing.
I don't think
out.
So though, bro.
I feel like you need clout to make the NBA. Like you need some type of some type of clout. Like,
but they didn't just get clout from the show. They got clout from what they was doing in high school. Like
right.
The
exactly.
numbers they
but
was
but
doing
even
high
the high school clout. Like that stuff matters too, though. Like you need some type of.
That's
clout.
That's because that stuff is scripted.
But I'm saying what my point. But my point is though, right? I'm saying clout? Is that their talent was already carrying them. But I'm saying their clout. Expanded because right. of like how they pops was showing out.
So their dad is actually a former NFL player. He played mm-hmm. with the New York Jets.
But he had got injured, so that ended. And
our phone's buzzing.
I think it might have also been his company. So he founded Big Baller Brand in 2016. So that was before.
Mm-hmm.
The mama was a good athlete too.
Yeah. Oh, that is true. That mm-hmm. is yes. The mom.
So they were
was,
already like a dynamic people yes. within what they had.
She was going she was a college basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see, did she play professionally? I'm not sure. But yeah. So they already
they were some
were,
big money athletes yes, at the time. Were, basically,
yeah. Basically, they had the platform. They just
did y'all make. Watch T.I. and Tiny?
Yes, I did
I did.
And that just brings me back to the thing, like, people wanted to have these reality shows to show you what living lavish lifestyles were, because people were just in this era of, I guess, like a dreamer era, like, oh, I want to see what they're doing. Yeah. Like, especially like the Kardashians, old Kardashians. I know people hate the Kardashians, but
it was tea.
It was good. And that's how they built their empire, because honestly, they don't have nothing else for them. But because they had that show.
That video.
Because they have shows and movies, they were able to do all this healthcare and skincare and makeup, clothes, hair.
But also back then, like, we didn't really have phones for real, or like social media wasn't as, like, it was big, but your famous person was not doing, oh, a day in the life and what I'm doing. Yeah, they're like, I'm
so
tuning in.
That was the original day in the life.
Yeah,
type.
The vlogs, like, you wanted to know what they were doing.
Do y'all watch, this is more so new, but Regine and Toya, Regine and her mama show?
I watched it. I think it was a different reality TV show with their whole family instead of just them two particularly. Because you got to think about it. They've had like different shows to where it's been just them, T.I. Right. and Tiny's one where all of them put together. So I've seen like episodes from different, like those different shows, but I've never seen any episodes from specifically
the Regine and
Yeah.
That's a crazy family. I'm
yeah.
not gonna lie. Like, that's a.
Especially that's the Lil Wayne aspect.
They don't really know get Lil Wayne, into that for real.
I didn't know Lil Wayne was her dad until I watched the
now
show.
That's crazy word. Not knowing Lil Wayne her dad.
She stays saying that's her dad. And I know about Regine because of her birthday party. It was on like my 16th.
Oh my gosh, I used to love that. Yeah. And COVID happened when I had my 16th birthday. So I couldn't even.
Me too. For real? I had a drive through.
It was my 18th birthday.
You had a drive through birthday party?
Yeah, it was a surprise. I came outside and there was like 30 cars.
That's lit, though.
And they drove by and gave me gifts and money. and they was like honking their horns and they had signs. It was cute.
That's what they did for graduations too. I remember that. COVID was a time.
I be saying that. COVID. People was like, no. COVID was lit. Yeah. You were passing your classes regardless, even if you was sleep on Zoom.
I'm not gonna lie. I almost didn't graduate because I didn't do no work.
I did some.
I used to be asleep.
Well, I used to be the only people in that call. The only person that called, you wake up in the call, Andy.
Why my ex just text me?
Oh,
I'm not with it, bruh.
They said you with it.
You manifested it. You just manifested it. Talking about some the market not good.
She might be with it. I don't know. Just a little bit. No. She with it. It's okay.
Cool. On that note, because it's 55 minutes, what's the word of it? What's the word of the episode?
Yeah, head and shoulders.
Head and shoulders, y'all. So. Y'all let us know the word of the episode. Y'all may have the opportunity to be a guest on Millennials in Motion podcast. Come on, bro. Let's do these shout outs so we can do what we gotta do, bro.
Shout out to my mechanic because
no, that's real. Cause my car tow up too right now. It's all
y'all are totaled.
No, I said tow up.
Oh, I'm about to say my brakes was so bad when he fixed my car. He said, yeah. Your brake pads wasn't even in the car. I said, huh? What do you mean? How is it gone?
Somebody put my brakes on backwards, bro.
What?
Oh my
goodness. You got them done up here?
Are you okay?
Yeah, and I got them done back home. I drove all the way up here with the brakes. And like, when every time I would like brake or something, like it would screech. Or yeah. I went to do like, the man was like, ma'am, who hates you? I was like, what you mean? He was like, whoever put your brakes on, they put them
on. Wait, that was when I was in your car too?
Yes, remember I was like, Hold on, brakes was all wrong.
Oh my goodness.
He said my brake pads
slide
like,
a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Non-existent. I don't even know how I was driving up and down. I mean, the thing what made me want to go fix my brakes is I could not stop my car on the way to class. I don't know what's going on.
Did I just stop?
No, so I
couldn't
stop.
So you lucky rear end nobody or run into a building or something.
I couldn't stop. And I was like, okay. No, I was not stopping. I don't.
You lucky.
So what you did at a red light?
No, the thing is though, I was like leaving my house and it was a stop sign. I'm like, let me stop a stop sign. It wasn't stopping. The car was not stopping. So I turned the car and I pulled the emergency thing. It still wasn't stopping.
I'm glad you know, you was quick with that.
It still wasn't stopping. So I put it in park. It was still going for like a little minute and it finally just stopped. I say, wow.
Oh my goodness,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Well, shout out to mechanic.
Yeah, shout out to that mechanic.
I love you, Rosie Abu. Thank you. And he did it for the low.
I
forgot your name, but yeah.
Shout out to everybody who fighting to make it to the end of the semester right now.
Amen.
Cause it's been rough out here, but we finna make it. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to the crew. Shout out to the motion movers. And shout out my pageant brothers, cause they know, if you know, you know, but they got me through a long week type vibe. Yeah.
Shout out. I'm trying to think of one. I want to get a shout out today. I'm feeling good. Man, shout out to me first, bro. Oh, I passed Capstone, y'all. Woo!
Yeah, so good.
Yes. I am walking that
Where's
stage.
Where's the picture?
I ain't taking no picture, man.
Y'all be ugly as hell, but no, I'm so sorry.
This
episode got so much.
Not fact.
Smiling hard with that laptop. Close the laptop. Yeah, you still got class at 5 minutes.
I ain't gonna do the little trim. Y'all just gonna have to wait for them grab pictures that I spent an arm and a leg.
Do you even have Instagram?
No. I was, no, but
can
no.
Can we make you
Ooh,
Instagram?
Let me talk on that. I was speaking on that, like, I was like, dang, maybe I should make my return back on Instagram and stuff like that. But we gonna see, because I really been thinking about it, like, I really do feel like my life real interesting. So, motion movers, y'all want to see me on YouTube or something, let me know. I'll make the channel. And then that's what it'll be.
And then I'll make the Camille fan page just to keep y'all updated.
Yeah.
You know?
We're going to have it on the puffin.
Bad, y'all. I want to give a shout out to the whole entire radio station. 90.5 week was cool, man. I appreciate everybody, you know, coming out, participating. I want to thank our staff for allowing me to serve as program director for 2 years.
What, you not doing it no more?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yo, my boyfriend will finally get some sleep.
Yeah, I feel like, man, he should still do it simply because he's the only person I know.
No, I feel like my boy need a break. Y'all be running my dog tired.
It's been a lot. I'm ready to. I told myself I needed to, like, cut back on something. So I think this is just gonna be the area that I cut back on. So yeah, it's my last episode probably as program director of the
Florida
station.
Boy, I thought
station.
You was gonna say it's your last. I lost from the joke.
But yeah, so you know, shout out to the potential new e-board members, and shout out to the youngins.
Strong 32S.
Tree. Yeah, congrats on, you know, joining.
Oh, they crossed. Well, not crossed, but like,
yeah. They graduated.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really it. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
I want to say shout out to Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
God the man. Mm-hmm. Because these past couple weeks have been whooping my behind. I won't even lie. But I'm finally starting to see that light at the tunnel.
Yeah.
End of the tunnel, hopefully.
And she about to score 60 today.
And negative 60. Shout out to the real Beta Alpha chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated for getting their win today. I know by the time y'all hear this, it'll already been done happen. So shout out to them. And yeah.
I hope that they actually win, so Bree's not deemed as a liar.
Nah,
when you
facts.
They
never
will
know
win,
Bree
so
to lie, but
I never lie.
Stay tuned to the next
lie.
Episode
I'm
to know
real
that
to lie.
You ain't the OG though. You're not the
Why
original,
like
bro.
That?
Don't worry about that.
I'm too
the real
to lie.
Always,
bye.
That's all the OG don't gotta say too much.
Said, mm.
But that being said, appreciate y'all for listening to another episode of Millennials in Motion. Until next episode, let's get it. We out.
Millennials in Motion is a product of WANM FM 90.5 in the School of Journalism and Graphic Communication at Florida A&M University.